The authors of the legislation said that California's richest residents have been getting richer even during a pandemic, which has caused many workers and small business owners to suffer. Assemblymember Alex Lee supports the legislation. He noted a recent study by the London School of Economics, which showed that 50 years of so-called trickle-down economics has only benefited the wealthy. He said the proposed wealth tax could help tackle income inequality.
It's clearly time for a wealth tax. We're proposing a California tax on extreme wealth to generate $22.3 billion a year. We're proposing a modest 1% tax, 1% tax on households with net worths over $50 million and 1.5% on wealth over $1 billion. That's 1 cent on every fortune over $50 million.
Lee said the wealth tax would only impact 0.07% of California families. The measure is one of a pair of bills. Under state law, taxes cannot currently exceed 0.4% in California. ACA 6 would be added to amend the state constitution to allow taxes to exceed 0.4%. AB 310 is the measure that would actually increase the tax. Assemblyman Lee says a wealth tax would reduce the challenges middle and lower class families face. Lee says the tax would add more than $220 billion to state coffers. California is the nation's wealthiest state, but has the highest rate of poverty and among the highest rates of homelessness in the nation. Assemblymember Luce Rivas represents the Los Angeles area and is a co-author of the legislation.
I think what this proposal does, it's coming at a necessary time for Californians. We need to help Californians that are struggling right now and that are still remain struggle despite COVID numbers coming down. You know, many Californians, like those that live in my district, depend on social services that the state provides, and some of them are at the brink of homelessness.
Jeff Freitas is the president of the California Federation of Teachers. He said that the wealthiest Californians have increased their wealth by $503 billion since the start of the pandemic, while many others have faced hardships.
Since this pandemic, while our families or communities have suffered gut-wrenching pain and loss, billionaires in our state alone have increased their wealth by over $500 billion. As the numbers that were mentioned before, in March of 2020, just as COVID was hitting our state really hard, there were 154 billionaires in California with a total of $688 billion. In January of this year, there were 169 billionaires, a growth in billionaires with a total wealth of $1.1 trillion.
A final draft of the legislation could be voted on next year. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.